It's almost storm season in North Texas, and with storms comes high winds and another killer, lightning. When's a good time to go indoors? What are the signs of danger? We will give you the details right now on Readiness and Response. In 2012, 28 people died from being struck by lightning, and 5 of them were from Texas. Lightning can strike in many places and will strike anywhere outdoors. A good way to know if you're in danger is by hearing its natural battle cry, thunder. When you hear thunder, you're actually hearing the air expanding around a lightning strike, and it can be heard up to 10 miles from the actual strike. So the smart thing to do is that if you hear the thunder, go indoors. Lightning can strike up to 10 miles from the actual thunderstorm, so if you hear the thunder, you're already in the strike zone. If you are caught outside during a lightning storm, find a sturdy, non-metallic building to find shelter in, and stay away from windows. Don't stand underneath a tree. It may shield you from rain, but it will be a hot spot for strikes. Overall, when thunder roars, go indoors. You don't want to be one of the 28. Another thing that happens a lot of times in severe thunderstorms is you'll see gusty downburst winds. In some cases, these can be just as damaging as a tornado. A good way to know whether or not a thunderstorm will have damaging winds is to listen to a media outlet, look at the latest weather from weather.gov, or listen to a weather radio. All of these resources will most likely give you a message that sounds something like this.
We're getting some new information in from the National Weather Service in Fort Worth. Meteorologists have detected a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. The storm was located 8 miles south of Benbrook, moving to the east at 10 miles per hour. Again, this severe thunderstorm can produce hail the size of quarters and high winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. It's moving east at 10 miles per hour and it's spotted just south of Benbrook.
60 plus mile per hour winds can throw around lightweight objects, knock over small trees, and can even knock over fences. Some storms can get winds in excess of 70 miles per hour. The local emergency management is required to set off their outdoor warning sirens when the winds reach 73 miles per hour. So you know that they can do pretty good damage. If a storm is heading your way that has winds in excess of 60 miles per hour, bring in any outdoor pets, close any open windows, and get away from them, and get to the bottom floor. So if a thunderstorm is headed your way, know the facts, and be ready for what's to come. For KETR, I'm Daniel Starks.